USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A major winter storm is tracking from the plains to the Great Lakes and Northeast. Heavy snow and blizzard conditions are likely in parts of the northern plains and upper Midwest. Frank Pereira with the National Weather Service.
This has the potential to bring some significant snows to parts of even Southern California that don't typically see snow.
An Orlando television reporter was among the dead and a 9-year-old child in a shooting spree in Florida that killed three on Wednesday. Police are reporting 19-year-old Keith Moses has been arrested and charged with murder in connection. Orange County Sheriff John Mina.
Deputies located two men who had been shot in or near a vehicle. They are a News 13 reporter and photographer who were on the scene to cover the homicide from this morning. On Harrington Street, a woman and her 9-year-old girl were also shot inside of a home. It is unclear why the suspect entered that home.
Rescuers are digging through tons of earth and rubble for 48 people missing after a landslide buried an open-pit coal mine in northern China today. Conditions in the area remain dangerous, and the search had to be suspended for several hours after a second landslide in Mongolia's Alxa League. Stocks are gaining momentum this morning after a Fed memo yesterday indicated most favor a smaller rate increase in the middle of March. The crescent moon is going to have some company tonight up in the sky. Just after sunset, the moon lines up with two of the brightest planets in the night sky, Venus and Jupiter. No special equipment is required to see the cosmic objects, as they are bright enough to see without a telescope or binoculars. Week 2 of the XFL Football League starts tonight. The St. Louis Battlehawks play at the Seattle Sea Dragons. Kickoff is at 9 p.m. Eastern on the FX channel. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Former President Trump made a trip to East Palestine, Ohio yesterday, the site of this month's toxic train derailment.
While in the eastern Ohio town, the former president spoke with some of the residents who were affected by the train derailment.
We pray for you and we will stay with you in your fight to help answer and the accountability that you deserve.
During his visit, Trump also called out the Biden administration's handling of the crash.
Unfortunately, as you know, in too many cases, your goodness and perseverance were met with indifference and betrayal in some cases.
Trump said residents need answers and results, and Norfolk Southern needs to fulfill its obligations to the community. I'm John Schaefer.
A Texas man who posted death threats against Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez after January 6, was sentenced to 38 months in prison. 36-year-old Garrett Miller of Richardson, Texas, has been detained and in custody since January of 2021. The top choice of what Twitter users are giving up for yesterday's Lent is Twitter.
The website openbible.info reviewed nearly 9,000 tweets this week and reported 439 of them were about giving up Twitter. Alcohol finished second with 352 tweets, followed closely by social networking with 329. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.